Repeat after me, and then we'll practice chanting it, but let's just chant it once for now, then I'll do the Vigraha, break it the third Sunday, break the Sunday, etc. Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari. Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari. Tulyam nijantargatam. Tulyam nijantargatam. Pashyannatmani mayaya. Pashyannatmani mayaya. Bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye. Swatmanamevadvayam. Swatmanamevadvayam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Shri Dakshina Murtaye. So let me go through and break the sentence. First we'll break the Sunday, then I'll go through and give it word for word, and then we'll put it together, okay? Vishwam, then Darpana, Drishyamana, Nagari Tulyam. Those two words are compounded into it. It's a special construction. Nagari Tulyam. But the first word is Nagari and then Tulyam. So, Nagari Tulyam. Then Nija Antar Gatam. Nija antar gatam. Pashan atmani. That double na is a sandhi, mm-hmm. right? Because of having a short vowel preceding it. That's actually pashan atmani. Mayaya bahihi. The rephas of the sarga bahihi. Eva udbhutam. Apasuzo. So, bahihi, eva, udbhutam. Yatha, nidraya. Yaha, sakshat, kurute, prabodha, samaye, swa, atmanam. Eva Advayam. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaha Idam Dakshina Murtaye.
Can you just remind the
Dhamma
some people?
If you have a lingual or dental nasal or the guttural nasal, if it's preceded by a short vowel and followed by any vowel, it will double.
So in this case,
it's a dental nasal. Pashan.
Right.
Pashan. Short vowel preceded, but now it's preceded by a short vowel.
Uh-huh.
And followed by a long vowel or short vowel.
Atmani. Oh,
yeah. So, Pashan Atmani. So, otherwise, you take it as a na, right? Not as a negative.
Right.
So, you have to really, that's an important sandhi. Okay? Let's do a word for word. I'm not going to make sense of it, I'm just going to tell you what the words mean, just so. Vishwam is universe. Vishwam means universe. The word Vishwam means universe. What's wrong with that?
No, I was trying to. There's Vishwa in here.
Jagat.
Yeah, the Jagat.
No, this is Vishwam. You know how Jagat means universe or the world?
Yes.
Vishwam also does.
Okay.
It's not Virat in Hiranyagarbha.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I was going there.
So Vishwam means universe. Darpana, mirror.
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 Drish,
mirror. A mirror. Like if I hold up a mirror.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm getting am I getting a Sanskrit accent or something? Mirror.
No, it's my English.
Oh yeah, okay. Mirror. Drishyamana is a present passive participle.
Right.
present passive participle, drishyamana, means being seen. Being seen. So darpana mirrored, drishyamana, being seen. The word nagara means a city or a town. Take it a city. Nagari tulyam is a Sanskrit construction meaning like a city. Tulyam means like or equal to. So just take it like a nagara. So nagara means city, but nagari tulyam means like a city seen in a mirror. In English, we say like a city which is being seen in a mirror. Darpana, mirror. Drishyamana, being seen. Nagari tulyam, like a city being seen in a mirror. Like a city which is being seen in a mirror.
Does tulya also mean like a balance or a scale?
Yeah, scale, yeah. Like it can mean equal to.
Right.
It has that sense, yeah.
Where does universe come in?
I'm only giving word for word right now.
Oh.
So the word vishwam means universe.
Okay.
Darpana mirror, drishyamana, being seen, nagari tulyam, like a city. Okay, I'll put this all together after we go through. Nitya means self. Word for self. It's like going to be like swa here. Antaragatam. Being inside of oneself. Antaragatam, it has gone into, but we just say it is. Inside. Antara means inside. It has gone inside of oneself. Being inside of oneself. Nija is oneself. Inside of the self. Nija. Antara means inside. Gatam, it means it's gone there, means it's resigned. That's where it is located. Okay. Nija antaragatam.
Oh, going, good.
Yeah, but we don't really...
Right.
Gata is the past passive participle, means is gone, but we don't say it has gone into. It
right.
means that's where it's abiding. That's where it's located. Okay? Pashyan is a present participle in the nominative. It means seeing. Right. Pash is the form... If you go drish means to see, it's unusual form of drish is pash. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the form of it. You have to memorize that. So, pashyan is the present participle. Atmani, locative singular, means in the self. From atman. Atmani, in the self. Mayaya, by maya. Maya is feminine, so mayaya, by maya, or due to maya. Bahihi means outside from bahis. Outside. Eva, like, as though. Eva's an indeclinable, as though. Udbhutam means to appear, to be, to arise, to be produced, to be born, as though outside, to be produced as though outside. Yatha, just as. Nidraya, by dream. From nidra. Nidra usually means sleep, but in this case it can also mean dream. Here we mean dream. Nidraya, by dream. Instrumental singular, feminine instrumental singular. Then yaha, he who. Sakshat kurute. Sakshat kri means to make direct, make immediate. So it has to do with when you say something is aparoksha or sakshat, it's directly here, recognized, perceived, known. There's no indirect knowledge. Like if I were to give you a lecture on swargaloka, on a heaven world, that's going to be indirect knowledge. It's not going to be sakshat. It'll be sakshat if I go to swargaloka and I experience it directly through my sense organs. Here the sakshat is a direct, immediate recognition. Okay, of the self. But I'm not going to experience the self through my sense organs, but I'm going to recognize the truth of it directly, immediately, not like indirect knowledge. So, he who directly knows, immediately knows, prabodha samaye, at the time of waking up, prabodha, so sakshat directly, immediately knows, prabodha means to wake up, waking up, samaye, at the time, locative singular, so prabodha, waking up, samaye, at the time of waking up. Swatmanam, one's own self. Swa is one's own, atma. Swat, swa, atmanam, one's own self, accusative singular, swatmanam. Eva, indeed. Adwayam non-dual. Okay. These are accusative singulars. The whole top line are all accusative singulars. Vishwam, Darpana, Drishyaman, and Adri, Turiyam, that compound, and Nijan, Tavikatam, all accusative singulars. Then Tasmai, to him, dative singular, Shri, Guru, Murtiye, Murtiye, from Murti, dative singular, to him, in the form of my Guru, Shri, Guru, Murtiye, Murti means form, in the form of my Guru, Shri, Guru, Namaha, salutations, idam. When we say idam namaha, we mean these salutations, this salutation. Even though namaha is an indeclinable, still that's the way it's being said. This namaha, this salutation, to him, in the form of my, who's in the form of my guru, but who are we talking about? Shri Dakshinamurtiye. To Dakshinamurti, which is the name of the Lord who's facing south, whose form is facing south.
And Murti is also dative, form, right?
Dative, yeah. Murtiye. There's two Murtiyes there. They're both dative. So now let's put this together. Going back to the beginning, the top line, Vishwam, the universe, like a mirror, which is like a city which is being seen in a mirror, the universe, like a city which is being seen in the mirror, in a mirror, being inside of oneself, pashyan, seeing.
Can so, you just go a little tiny bit slower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's start with pashyan, second line. Mm-hmm. Pashyan is seeing, right? Now let's go to this. Vishwam pashyan, seeing the universe. Okay? Seeing this universe, existing inside of oneself, nija antaragatam, which is located in, which is existing inside of oneself, nija antaragatam, like a city, nagari tulyam, which is being seen in a mirror.
Could you make that image a little bit better for me?
I will.
Okay.
But try to understand the words now and the sentence structure.
All right.
So far, all it says is this: seeing the universe, which is in one, which is like a city, which is like a city, being seen in a mirror, existing inside of oneself. Now, let's do one. Bring in one other word here. Atmani. Now say if I say Vishwam Pashyan Atmani, seeing the universe in oneself, in the Atma. Seeing this universe, Atmani, in the Atma. Leave this other part, top line, out for now. Seeing the Vishwam in the self. Mayaya Bahihi Eva Udbhutam, which is produced, or which manifests is a good word, as though outside. Eva means as though. By Maya. Seeing this universe, which is inside of oneself, which is in the Atma, right? As though outside. As though manifesting outside because of Maya, due to Maya. Maya ya, bahihi, outside. Eva, as though, udbhutam. This, seeing this universe, which is in oneself, which manifests as though outside of oneself, is the idea, due to Maya, because of Maya. Yatha, just as the dream. Hmm. Just as by the dream, by Maya, like by a dream. We could say, the universe. We see this universe which is in myself, right? We see the universe which is in myself as though outside of myself, yeah, due to Maya.
Yeah.
just like by a dream, by a dream, we see the universe, the dream universe, as outside of myself, and I'm in it. I gotta take a dream character. See what I mean? So just like by the dream, just like due to a dream, I see myself within the dream, right? So the dream's outside of myself. I don't see the dream in myself. Right? In the same way, by Maya, I see this universe, right, as outside of myself,
yeah,
even though it's in myself.
Okay.
So now, let's go on, because we need more here. He who, Sakshat, he who directly recognizes, Sakshat Kurute, that's third person singular, verb, Sakshat Kurute in the Atmanepara from Kri, he who sees directly, Prabodha Samaye, at the time of waking up, Swatmanam, accusative singular, his self, as non-dual, alone. Swatmanam eva gives emphasis, right? Swatmanam eva advayam. He sees this. I sees the self, one's own self, as non-dual. When? At the time of waking up. So when you wake up from a dream, right? You see, you see yourself as the self of that whole dream, right? As the one from whom the whole dream has come. Like that, at the time of waking up from ignorance, you see yourself as the one in whom the whole creation is, not the one who is in the creation. You see that? See the verse? So salutations to Sri Dakshinamurti. These salutations, a salutation to Sri Dakshinamurti in the form of my teacher, who, upon waking up, right? He who upon waking up directly sees the self, his own self, as non-dual. Okay. Then, you see this? Let me go like this. Salutations, this salutation to him, to the Lord, Dakshinamurti, in the form of my guru. Salutation to him, Yaha, who at the time of waking up directly recognizes his self, Swatman, his self or herself, whoever the subject is. Swa will go back to the subject. So if the subject is masculine, it would be his self. If the subject is feminine, it would be herself. Swatman, so who at the time of waking up, means at the time of gaining knowledge, directly recognizes his self as non-dual. Okay? Then go to the top line. That one who recognizes the self as non-dual, seeing, what is he seeing when he has seen this? He recognizes himself as non-dual. Mm-hmm. Seeing the universe, which is inside of himself, nija antaragatam, seeing this universe, which is inside himself, nija antaragatam, right? Like a city being seen in a mirror. So, we would say like this: seeing this universe, which is inside the self, like a city being seen in a mirror, seeing in himself that which manifests that universe, Vishwam, which manifests itself out as though outside by Maya, just like a dream, right? So seeing the problem is in Sanskrit, it's all of this fits nicely into one sentence in Sanskrit. In English, you have to kind of break it up. Like, for instance, the Nijantaragatam and Atmani. In English, they're kind of saying the same thing, but here the Nijantaragatam goes to Vishwam. So the universe which exists in himself like a mirror. So this is the Drishtanta. The universe which exists inside of himself, you know, like a city being seen in a mirror. So that's how it exists inside himself. That's how the universe is existing inside himself. It's existing inside himself, the Nija, like a city which is being seen in a mirror. So this is like a little clause in there. But the basic sentence is, you know, He who sees himself, he who recognizes the self as non-dual, seeing this universe in the self, manifesting as though outside due to Maya, just like in a dream. So he sees, he understands the whole thing, right? So seeing this universe, which is, now they have to give, how can you see the universe existing in me, in the self? How can that be? You need a drishtanta. A drishtanta means an illustration. You need an example. So if I say, you know, at the time of knowledge, I see myself as non-dual. This whole universe really existing in me, appearing as though outside due to Maya, just like in the dream. There's one drishtanta. Mm-hmm. But now give me an example, another example, for how this universe can be seen inside of me. Well, it can be seen just like a city, you know, it's existing inside of me, just like a city, you know, just like a city which is being seen inside a mirror. The city isn't really inside the mirror, it's being seen inside the mirror, right? So this, like that, this whole universe is being seen inside of me.
Now, who's doing the seeing?
The one who knows. See, okay, that's another thing. Let me explain that, Penny.
Okay.
If you have a present participle like seeing, when we use this, maybe this will be useful to all of you later if you're studying Sanskrit. If you use a present participle, it has to go as a clause with the main verb. So the main verb here is sakshat kurute. He sees, just to make it a simple sentence, he sees the self as non-dual. He directly sees the self as non-dual. That's your basic sentence. Salutations to Lord Dakshinamurti, who sees the self as non-dual. At the time of waking up.
Dakshinamurti is the one doing the seeing, mm-hmm. The self as non-dual.
Sakshat's an indeclinable, right? It's an adverb.
Yeah, but yeah, it's an adverbial, but the sakshat, there it goes together. That's right. You know, it makes it direct. Okay. Okay, so now, your basic sentence is salutations to Lord Dakshinamurti, to him, who, at the time of knowledge, at the time of waking up, sees the self as non-dual. So now, he sees the self as non-dual. That's your basic sentence. So how does he see the self as non-dual? So here's the first clause, which is the present participle. Present participle will always be associated to the main verb. The main verb is he sees directly, sakshat kurute. Seeing the universe, right, inside himself. So that's the vishwamatmani pashyam, seeing the universe in himself, right? He directly recognizes at the time of waking up the self as non-dual. I mean, this universe has no being apart from me. That's the idea. So seeing the universe inside myself, inside the self, like a city in a mirror, due to Maya, and it appears outside due to Maya, right? So seeing that, he at the time of knowledge directly recognizes the self as non-dual.
And when they say appears outside, what do they mean? Appears outside the
manifests.
Body?
Manifests outside of me. But here's this universe. I'm right. Sitting in it. The universe is outside something that I perceive, subject-object.
Outside the body.
Yeah, because for an Ajnani, I am the subject, right? And I perceive the universe as external to me.
Right.
As opposed to perceiving, recognizing the entire universe as existing in me. Like if there's the Dehatma Buddhi, means the identification with the body, right, as the self, then with that Dehatma Buddhi, I could never say this universe is in me.
Right?
Yeah. The only way I can say the whole universe is in me is if, like, in waking up from a dream, I can say that whole dream universe came from me, was sustained by me, resolves into me. Mm-hmm. Or when I gain knowledge, myself as Satchit, you know, as the self, I see this whole universe comes from me, is sustained by me, resolves into me. You know, I am the self of the whole. Right.
And where does the mirror come in at that time?
It's just an example. Like in a mirror, you know, like say if I hold the mirror to you, all of you, here's the mirror. All of you are existing in that mirror. That mirror reflects all of you. So like that, the whole world is existing in me. Like the world exists in a mirror, the whole world is existing in me.
But could that also kind of be seen like that's why we only see, like, in terms of, like, our actual cognition of things is like, you know, I mean, if we don't see, I mean, I don't see the whole universe right now. I just see what my eyes are seeing. So when you see something reflected in a mirror, like a city,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you would just be seeing that part that was reflecting. Is there something along those lines?
Well,
no?
From the standpoint of the individual, mm-hmm. my mind is like a mirror. So let's look at it this way. Once we get to consciousness, there is no separation between your consciousness and my consciousness. So it becomes Ishwara then.
Mm-hmm.
But say from the standpoint of the individual, right in, we'll just use this room. Through my sense organs, my mind creates a vritti, a thought modification, which is true to the room. If there's nothing in the way, like I don't have jaundice or I don't have a split vision or something, you know. If my eyes are functioning properly, my mind gains a thought modification called a vritti, which is true to the room. Now, take in a sense the vritti is like a mirror. Okay, but that vritti exists in me, right? So it's a way, it's an example of saying, you know, when I say this room exists in the mirror, right? Here I'm kind of using that as an analogy, as an example to start off with, in my own experience, just like this vritti exists in me. I illumine the entire vritti, right? So the entire vritti is inside of me, okay? But now, we're going farther than that, because once you do the different drishya, for instance, and you recognize that your consciousness itself is not located in anything. In fact, everything is located in it. Right, and it's something which is free of any individual vritti, and so it becomes the self of the whole Vishwa, of the whole universe. And so that's why they use the city versus like the universe, just to make that click in. Does that make sense?
Yes, that last little thing of it didn't make sense. That's why they use the city versus the whole universe. Why is that? Is that to correspond with the Jivalni?
It whenever you use a drishtanta, you know, the drishtanta has to set up the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the drishtanta is always going to take place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have an experience of the universe existing inside of a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have the experience of Virat or of the whole existing inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I can understand a dream existing inside of me, a vritti existing inside me. If I give an example of a city existing inside of a mirror, I can understand that. I can picture that. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just a drishtanta. But what is the drishtanta for?
Okay.
It's for the Vishwa.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You look confused, Kristen. Is there anything?
No.
Okay. You're just elsewhere. Okay. Okay, everybody okay with this? Let's try to chant it. Okay.
So the mirror is like vritti's thing.
Yeah, take it like a vritti.
Yes.
You know how vritti reflects whatever it contains. The vritti contains whatever is...
Exactly.
Yeah. Being seen. So a mirror is going to contain whatever is reflected.
Yeah.
But here, that which is reflected in the vritti is something that exists inside of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's not a perfect analogy.
I just have.
But if you can, you just have to appreciate any type of drishtanta for as far as it can go. If you take the drishtanta too far, all of them fall apart.
Yeah.
Because they're not the thing in itself. So every drishtanta has... you know, they call paricheda. Everything has a boundary. You go outside of the boundary of the drishtanta, it doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah.
And no drishtanta is perfect, but they're good enough to make the mind recognize what you're actually talking about. And that's why in the Vedanta, in India, not just Vedanta, when we're teaching these darshanas, any of the darshanas, drishtanta is very important. It's even an aspect of a logical syllogism. Anything that you're trying to establish, you have to have some sort of drishtanta that shows that relationship. You know, so drishtantas and they help to make you actually see what is being said by the words, which you probably couldn't understand. Like if I say the whole universe is existing in me. Now that takes a lot of teaching. And so in the teaching, drishtantas are used to make it really understood, because you don't have any experience of the universe existing inside of you. Unless we bring in something like Swapna, or like the mirror is good, because if you can see how a mirror reflects and whatever is out there is reflected in the mirror. So these are powerful to help to... You can't use them by themselves, but they have to be used as part of the teaching methodology.
It's interesting how often they're visual kind of things, huh? Because that's the way the mind works, visual.
But almost all are visual.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it click. It makes the concept click.
Exactly. It makes it click, yeah. Let's try to chant it. Vishwandarpanadrishyam. Oh, repeat after me. Om Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Om Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Om. When I say Vishwan, that's a sandhi because of the da. Right? Do you see that? The anuswara followed by a da is going to take the nasal, dental nasal. Om Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Om Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Om Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Om Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. 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 Try this. Bahirivodbhutam.
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 Yatha nidraya.
Yatha nidraya.
Bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya.
Bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya.
Pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanamevadvayam. 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 Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Nama Idam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Let's do it one more time all together.
Vishwandarpanadrishyamananagari tulyam nijantargatam. Pashyannatmani mayaya bahirivodbhutam yatha nidraya. Yasakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmaname vadvayam tasmai shri guru murtaye namah idam shri dakshina murtaye.